to see if he wanted me to help him in his job. He was just going to start in with it. And I never had known him at all. And I said, I haven't finished my business college. He said, that makes no difference. You don't have to have that. But I want you to be my secretary. So I went to work the next day, and when I got there, all he had was a desk and a table. And so we had to get everything through the county materials to work with. We had our bulletins lined out in places like this, and when people would come in, they'd pick up what they wanted until we got a cabinet of some kind for them to be in. And so we just built up from the start there.
I want to ask you some more about that a little later.
Right.
Have you ever traveled outside the county, or have you traveled a lot outside of this area, or
out of the state
of Colorado?
I've been to California. I've been in every direction, down to Florida, up into New York, and up into Canada. I've been many places. Okay. I traveled with my mother when she wasn't very well, and we were alone. And after I graduated from high school, that's what we did.
I see. Traveled around.
Okay.
Tell me some about your mother. Is that what you would have called her when you were growing up? Would you have called her, what would you have called her growing up?
Mother.
Mother. Okay. And where was she born?
She was born in, near Chicago. I can't remember the place, but it wasn't very far from Chicago.
Okay. And what was her educational background?
She didn't have any, just to school. Up into the 8th grade, I guess.
Okay. And what?
No, high school.
Okay. And what did she do for a living? She just...
She didn't do anything. She just got married.
Okay. Housewife?
Housewife.
Okay. And did she belong to any clubs or organizations that you remember here in town?
Yes, they had ladies... in the church, they had what they call a ladies' aid, and she belonged to that.
Okay.
And then she belonged to several other little clubs.
Okay.
They didn't have really any name. Maybe they sewed, doing sewing, or something of that kind.
And what was her name?
Her name was, Mary. That was her married name.
Okay, was her married
name. Yes.
And what was her maiden name?
Let's see if I can think. Oh, it's an Irish name, but I can't seem to think of it.
Okay.
That awful.
And how about your father? What was his name?
His was Frank P.
Okay. And where was he born?
He was born in right near Chicago, right near where she was, too.
Okay.
They grew up together, you might say.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did he have about the same education that she did, about high school?
Yes, just that's all.
Okay. And what did he do for a living?
Well, he worked in a hardware store.
Okay.
And he worked for his uncle. And so when he came here, he started the, we lived over in North Dela for about 3 years. And then he decided to go into the hardware business. So he went into the hardware here and ran the hardware. And when he passed away, they called it the Smith's Hardware, and they still call it that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's still around?
Yeah, it's still there. It's on the east side of the main street.
Okay. I may look for that as I go down.
Yes,
I'd like to see that. And did he
belong
to any clubs or organizations?
No, I don't think so.
Do you remember your grandparents?
No, I don't remember. Don't remember them at all. Just pictures.
Never met them?
No.
Do you know anything about them?
No.
Okay.
Just grew up.
Okay. So really, don't know any. Do you remember where they might have been from originally, like over in Europe? Did you know what their ancestry was?
Well, I think that her